John Landecker at 720 WGN 736. We've got one of the feather girls from Motorsport Unlimited. That would be Allison DeMore. Have I got your last name right, Allison?
You sure do, John.
Because I would have pronounced it DeMore, if you don't mind me saying so.
Well, you may. That's actually, I think, how my grandparents would have pronounced it in Italy.
Well, I'm
Alessandra
glad.
Lucia Maria DeMore.
Now we're talking. mother of Ashley Bion, who's our, I think she's our operations manager now, your daughter. Well-deserved position.
She is.
And she's been telling me about you for, years, literally. Years. You know, my mom was a feather girl. I go, what? And then she'd text me this picture, and sure enough, there you are. As part of this Motorsport Unlimited, as a feather girl. Now, I've got a little clip here. Let's see if this is the right one.
Everybody knows that our lovely ladies of motorsport can be depended on to bring you the latest motorsport news. Right, ladies?
Right, Paul. Hi, I'm Allison DeMore.
I'm Kim Donahue.
I'm Laura Stanna.
Yeah, so...
Oh, the memories just keep flooding in with every clip I hear.
So what was the deal with this show? How did this all start? What was it? I know it was cable access, but I mean, how did you put this all together? Because it became a thing, like a big thing.
It really was. Well, Bill Wilt was, he was one of a kind. Bill Wilt was a huge motorsports enthusiast, not to mention he raced. He did tons of stuff, and we can talk about that later if you want to talk a little bit more about what he did. But
Absolutely.
His argument was always motorsports and racing was a very big thing, but we never heard about that on any of our TV stations or radio stations here in the Chicagoland area and some of the other major cities. So his whole goal was to put together this show, and he didn't want to do it for the gearheads, as he called them, or the motorsport people, but he wanted to bring in new public to start watching this show. He wanted to share it to try to get their appreciation for everything the motorsports community does, not only for racing and all their fans and that, but because of these race people and people who work with cars, they were the ones who were starting to come up with all the new upgrades that were going on in all of our automotive industries. Like electric cars and everything would not have been possible without these race people, because they would put together these engines trying to get them better and faster and more fuel economy. So his whole goal was to put together this TV show to try to bring in outsiders into the racing community and to get airtime. But he couldn't do that alone. He said no one wants to flip through the channel and find a fat, frumpy guy talking about cars. That's boring. So he said he came up with this gig. He said everybody loves showgirls in Vegas.
Yeah.
So he came up with this illusion of putting girls in high heels. The bustiers, the feminists right now are rolling their eyes. Bustiers, leotards, and feathers in our hair. But if you were flicking through that channel looking for something to watch, you would see these, as we call us, the feather girls, and say, what the heck was that? And you would flip that. Then when you got to the channel, you would actually be drawn into figuring out why these girls were on there. But we ended up gaining such notoriety because of it. And it was the most talked, most watched cable access in the history of cable television.
Now, that's the thing.
So that's how it started.
That's the thing now. What, first of all, I got two things here. What years are we talking about? It started in what year and it ended in what year?
Well, he started in 1980s, early 80s. I'm not exactly sure when his very first episode aired.
Right, but around then.
He continued to do it until his death in December of 2021. So he did it. And here's the interesting thing, John.
Yeah.
We didn't have the technology we have now. Every single week, he would produce a brand new show. So he had cameramen and the girls every week doing a new show. during the week after, he would edit it. And in order for him to get those videotapes all over Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and Indiana, he literally had to load his tapes onto a truck, and he would drive to all of these cable access over those four states to get that show to be played on their TV. He was the hardest working man I have ever met my whole life.
Now, hold on a second here. First of all, cable access TV is exactly what it says. It's on cable. It's public access. It's not commercials. Nobody gets paid.
Correct.
So you were not being paid for being a feather girl. He wasn't being paid for putting the show on. The cable access stations are not interlinked in any kind of network, as far as I know. So he is, because it wouldn't be local cable access then, which is what it is. So he's taking these tapes of this show to these separate local access TV stations all over the Midwest.
To get it to air, to draw
unbelievable.
All the attention to it.
Unbelievable.
Yes, and he did it, like I said, the only payment he ever got, he is the richest poor man I ever met, rich in personality, poor as a church mouse. The only money he ever received for this was after we started doing new shows every week, he would have to charge the people who wanted to do a program a $500 fee, and that was for the cost of all the tapes that he was purchasing.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
for them to, so that was it. He got $500. That would bring his gas. We would travel all over. Oh, my, I can't even tell you all the different places through Indiana, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana we'd been to. We were invited to racetracks to be trophy girls and do segments on all the race cars. I got to do some of the coolest things ever. Great way race dragsters in Union Grove. A wonderful man by the name of Broadway Bob Metzler. He would actually have us come in. He would do a whole show of us learning how to drag race, showing that anybody could drag race. And then, because I was kind of the tomboy of the show, and let's put it this way, I was definitely the least feminine, but
Stop right. Put on the brakes right now.
Great pride in this.
I've seen the pictures. I totally disagree. So there.
All right. I looked very feminine, but I was the tomboy. So then all of a sudden, we would have race car drivers who own these, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars cars saying, hey, Bill, why don't we do a show and we'll be teaching Allison how to drive a dragster? Oh, Bill, hold on. Why don't we let Allison learn on camera how to drive a rear engine dragster?
Right.
So all of a sudden, we have all these guys giving us these wonderful, expensive cars for us to do a segment to show them how to drive. And I became kind of like the spokesperson of anybody can do this stuff and how cool it really was. And the opportunities, and it was an awesome experience.
We're going to talk about more of this experience of the Feather Girls and the Motorsport Unlimited and cable access and the history of it all when we come back on 720 WGN. So did you get to try all the cars or what?
quite a few. I got to do the oval track dirt and pavement cars. I got to drive front and rear engine dragsters. And might I add, Allison over here turned a 12-second, 118 miles per hour quarter mile in one of the dragsters.
Very nice.
I got to. What else did I get to? It was just so great, and it was always a dream of mine to do that, and then. I'm always so excited to do it, and then when I get there, they made me put on like fire suits and stuff, and
gear. Of course.
And then I'd say, "Oh, wait, why are we putting on the fire suit? I'm just kind of doing this for fun." And they're like, "Oh no, I mean, even for fun, you could flip or turn, or." And then it kind of hit real home, how dangerous what we were doing was.
You don't want to get your feathers singed, if you know what I mean. I mean, come on.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I know, exactly. It was just a really fun experience, and most people would never get to drive these cars.
Right.
And it was just such a great experience. Now that I'm older, I'd be too chicken even to try to do it. But back in the day, man, it was just a great time.
I know that you, at that time, too, were in the acting and in and around the Chicagoland area, and I heard a clip that when people met you and they knew that you were acting, but the one thing that they always wanted to bring up was Motorsports Unlimited, which is pretty amazing considering it was a cable access show.
No, absolutely. I've done acting and modeling all throughout the Chicagoland area, and I got involved in that show. And I am now today 62 years old. I still have people stop me if I'm at a grocery store or if I'm out to dinner. Sometimes they still say, "Oh my God, I recognize you. Aren't you? How do I know you?" And I'll be like, "Feathers in the hair. Oh my gosh, Allison from Motorsports." I got called out at a Blackhawks game. I walked out into the arena and the entire auditorium started chanting my name, so they pulled me out.
Amazing.
They hit the puck and said that. It was amazing the following that show brought up. It's still hard to believe to this day how that TV show, a cable access TV show, much attention. And I was telling Ashley, at that point of my career as an actress, my whole goal was to advance and become a bigger actress.
Right.
Well, back in that day, again, if you wanted to write your fan letters to your people, you sent it via mail. So all of my fan letters came to a post office. I got threatening fan letters, stalker fan letters and gifts. I had to have a police escort to a local Riverside show I was doing. God spoke to someone and told them they could do terrible things to me. After doing that on a small level, like I did four states, it really turned my whole... I no longer wanted acting on a national level because I can't even imagine what, like, your daughter and other people go through who have to deal with fans seeing them all over the world. It's crazy.
Well, I don't think they have...
It was really eye-opening, too.
Yeah. I don't think that, for Amy or Bradley, or I don't think... There's not access, no pun intended, to their... There's no way that you can really mail them. You can mail maybe their management agency or
right.
somebody connected with them, but there's no way you can directly mail them. But that's not what we're talking about with you. We're talking about you're actually getting this mail at the post office. That's a completely different thing.
Well, it wasn't coming to me. It was coming through to Motorsports Unlimited mail. And then he would come out and hand us our mail every week.
Yeah.
So they didn't know where I was. I wasn't picking it up, but we got to get all these letters and gifts, and I would get CD discs with people telling me, "Ooh, listen to song number 4. When I hear it, I think of you." Was really very, very creepy.
Oh, no.
And again, very eye-opening. So
welcome to show business.
Scary.
It gets very creepy sometimes. Absolutely.
Absolutely. So there was that downside to it, but again, no one could find me, except now I was being put in local newspapers. Allison DeMore is going to be starring in this Riverside musical. So that was how they would track me down from these other local things, not as motorsports, but as Allison DeMore. So that's where the creepiness came in.
You know, as I listened to this whole story unfold, the whole thing about the cable access, taking these recordings of the TV show, driving over multiple states to deliver them to various outlets. I'm like, in the back of my head, I'm like, you know, this could be a movie. Like, the story of motorsports
really
and this guy and you feather girls.
The things
you know.
He did, and the things he did were so amazing. It was him and his partner of many years, Chris Schutz. They were the two people involved in this. But every year he would bring a whole group and announce it to the TV, we're going to the Rock, and they would go all, they'd all take motorcycle rides to the Rock, and they'd celebrate Thanksgiving, talking about, you know, all that, and I had to get my motorcycle's license, and we did a from Illinois to a far state park in Illinois, and they filmed us in our stupid motorsports outfits. It's trucking down the highway.
Now, wait a minute.
People are turning their heads, looking. Then we would go on boats and learn hovercrafts.
Allison, you mean you're wearing your Feather Girl outfits on the motorcycles?
We would wear the leotards. Luckily, because I was on the highest grade motorcycle, others were on the scooter in their heels. Yeah. I got to wear my flat gym shoes, but in these outfits with our motorsports coats, cruising down the highway, how we didn't get somebody killed. It's amazing.
Well, listen, Allison DeMoor, I want to thank you so much for being with us and sharing your experience with Chicago Public Access and Motorsports Unlimited. And there are clips on YouTube if people want to take a gander, and they're very, very interesting, to say the least. Thanks for being with us, and say hi to Ashley.
I sure will, and thanks, John, so much for having me on. Treat Ashley great. She loves you.
Oh, thank you. Right back at her.